On today's agenda, Jesus ascends into heaven. Judas gets a successor. The Holy Spirit is given. Peter's address at Pentecost. Life among the believers. Peter's address in Solomon's porch. The believers pray for boldness. All things were in common. Many signs and wonders performed. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all the things that Jesus began to do and to teach until the very day he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them for 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, "You have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." When they therefore were gathered together, they asked of Jesus, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they still were looking at him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward the sky as he went up, two stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "You men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking up into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall also come back in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Then they returned unto Jerusalem, and they started from the Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come into the house, they went in into an upper room. There abode both Peter and James, John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in supplication and prayer with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brothers. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, and there were about 120 present, "Men and brethren, this scripture must needs be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of David, when he spoke concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, and he had obtained a part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field by the reward of his iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, a field called Aceldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and let his bishopric be given to another.' For this reason, of these men who have accompanied with us, with Jesus, all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, unto the same day that he was taken up. One must be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And so they appointed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, whose surname was Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, O Lord, which know the hearts and minds of men, show which of these two you have chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And so they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came the sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, which sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, and saying one to another, I don't understand this. Are not all these which speak Galileans? And how is it then that we hear every man in our own language, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and the parts about Libya and Cyrene, the strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we all hear them speak in our own languages the wonderful works God has done. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what does this mean? Others mocking said, these are drunk. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and listen to what I'm going to say. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God by you and by his wonders and signs and miracles, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you Jews have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David speaks concerning him in the Psalms, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart did rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my life in the grave, neither will you suffer the Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you about the patriarch David, and he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is still with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God had sworn an oath unto him, that of his children, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his own throne, he, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his life would not be left in the grave, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, and we are all witnesses of this. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he himself said, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make your foes your footstool." Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what should we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and your children, and to all of them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words he did testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and that same day there were added to the church about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread together, and in prayers. And fear came upon every person, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they then, continuing every day with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, who was lame from his mother's womb, had been carried in there. And they laid him there daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms or good deeds of them that entered into the temple. This man, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asks for a present. "Please, sir, give me something." And Peter, fastening his eyes on him and said with John, "Look on us." And he gave him heed, and expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received the strength to stand. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. and all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew it was the one which sat and begged for alms at the gate Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. All the people ran together unto them, which were in the porch near the temple called Solomon's Porch, greatly wondering what in the world was going on. And when Peter saw it, he answered the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel at this? Why do you look so earnestly on us, as though through our power or our holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of your fathers, has glorified his Son, Jesus, whom you have delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired for a murderer to be granted unto you instead. Then you killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead. We are his witnesses. We have seen this. Jesus, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. This is what you are now seeing, and you're knowing about it. Yes, the faith which is through him, that is, through Jesus, has given this man perfect soundness in the presence of all of you. And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did this, as did your rulers. But those things which God has showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Jesus should suffer this, has allowed it to be fulfilled. So repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ. He is the Christ, which was preached beforehand unto you, whom heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken of by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto our fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up among you of your own brethren like unto me. Him you shall hear in all things whatsoever he says. And it shall come to pass that every person which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel on, and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold these days. You are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in your seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you, and in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, and being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead, they laid hands on them and put them in prison unto the next day. For it was now evening. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day that the rulers and the elders and the scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were all gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them, that is, Peter and John, in their midst, they asked them, by what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man who couldn't walk, by what means he is whole, Then be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at nothing of you builders, which is now become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in anybody else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men where they may be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant fishermen, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing there with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council for a little while, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For indeed a notable miracle has been done by them, and it's clear to all the people that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth no more in the name of this man." And so they called Peter and John and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But John and Peter answered them and said, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, judge yourselves. For we cannot but speak those things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing about how they could get away with punishing them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done, for the man that was healed was above 40 years old. And being let go, they went on their own to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, you are God which made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who by the mouth of your servant David said, 'Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things?' And the kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered against, for to do whatsoever your hand and counsel had determined that should be done ahead of time. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching forth your hand to heal, that the signs and wonders may be done in the name of your holy child Jesus." And when they had thus prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and is one accord. Neither said any of them that any of the things which he possessed was his own, but allowed every one to have access to them. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus, and great grace was upon all of them. Neither was there any among them that lacked anything, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that they had sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according to his needs. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which being interpreted as the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money to the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession like that and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a little bit of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not in your power? And after it was sold, was it not in your power as well? Why have you conceived such a thing? You have not lied unto men, you have lied unto God. And Ananias, when he heard these words, fell down and dropped dead. And great fear came upon all of them that heard all of this. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him outside and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after this, when his wife, not knowing that he had died, came in. And Peter said unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. That's the price. That's what we got for it. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried your husband are at the door, and they shall carry you out. When she heard this, she fell down dead. And the young men came and found her dead, carrying her forth outside, buried her with her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, and the rest dared no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick in the streets and laid them on beds and couches and mats, that at least the shadow of Peter passing over them would heal them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one.